Your Bibles, please, for our second reading, our Old Testament reading, to the prophecy of Zechariah, chapter 7. Zechariah chapter 7, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Darius that the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah in the fourth day of the ninth month, even in Kislev, when they had sent unto the house of God Sharezer and Regem-Melech, and their men to pray before the Lord, and to speak unto the priests which were in the house of the Lord of hosts, and to the prophets, saying, Should I weep in the fifth month, separating myself, as I have done these so many years? Then came the word of the Lord of hosts unto me, saying, Speak unto all the people of the land, and to the priests, saying, When ye fasted and mourned, in the fifth and seventh month, even those 70 years. Did ye at all fast unto me, even unto me? And when ye did eat and when ye did drink, did not ye eat for yourselves and drink for yourselves? Should ye not hear the words which the Lord hath cried by the former prophets when Jerusalem was inhabited and in prosperity, and the cities thereof round about her, when men inhabited the south and the plain? And the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Execute true judgment, and show mercy and compassions every man to his brother. And oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor. And let none of you imagine evil in his against his brother in your heart. But they refused to hearken, and pulled away the shoulder, and stopped their ears, that they should not hear. Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law, and the words which the Lord of hosts hath sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. Therefore it has come to pass, that as he cried, and they would not hear, so they cried, and I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts. But I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them, that no man passed through nor returned, for they laid the pleasant land desolate. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. So, the time of this prophecy, notice that we are now 2 years after the night visions. Two more years have gone by. We're no longer in the section of the book of Zechariah where we're talking about the night visions. Now we have these other circumstances. We have 2 years past that time. So notice the occasion of this prophecy. It's not a vision, it's a prophecy. They are told, first of all, there are these men that come in, Regem-Melech and Sharezer, and they are sent to pray before the Lord, and they are sent also to speak to the priests to get some information from them. All this time we have been in captivity, we have fasted in the fifth month. There's been this fast, this regular fast. In the fifth month, we have fasted because it was in the fifth month that the first wave of captives were taken out of Jerusalem into Babylon. Okay, we're going to hear a little bit later on in the next chapter that there were actually four fasts, four different times in the year that they fasted. I guess we should say a word on fasting for a moment. Our confession of faith calls fasting an occasional act of worship and not a regular act of worship. We're told in the Confession of Faith, especially when it regards the worship of God, the chapter on worship, and then also in the directory for public worship, that fasting is not a regular thing. And this is an important thing to remember, Because if fasting is a regular thing, notice that it often loses its effect. This is interesting that the divines would say that these are occasional things that should come up in response to particular emergent things in the world. So a presbytery might, as our presbytery has, might call a fast from time to time. And we've done that on, two or three occasions, I suppose, since I've been the moderator of our presbytery. We've called two or three different fasts. I don't remember exactly how many now. And it would be, a day-long fast. We'll have a service here in the morning to set our hearts. We'll fast all day, and then we will close the fast with another service in the evening. And it'll be for some emergent circumstance. I remember we fasted when the Supreme Court overturned the Defense of Marriage Act, right? And then we fasted also at other times. It may be time to call another fast now that at least Southern Europe is at war. It may be time. I'll poll my brethren on that and see what their mind is. But what's important to understand for our purposes here is that the Westminster Divines thought, and they gathered that from the Word of God, that if you turn a fast into a regular order instead of an irregular or occasional order, that it tends to lose its power. And this is one of the passages that they would have pointed to. When you fasted every year in the fifth month, those 70 years, what does the prophet ask them? Did you fast at all unto me? Even unto me, the Lord says. It became then something that they did out of course, rather than a response of the godly to a difficult and afflictive providence. The same might be said to call a feast, which the church has done in times past. That would be a windfall. The Lord has presented some signal blessing to the church. The United States of America has adopted the Westminster Confession of Faith into their constitution. And what would we do? We would have a meal for that. We would call a feast. We'd throw a party. And I'd be the first one there. Okay, so, but that would be an occasional thing. When we turn these things into something that is regular, again, notice what we have here. Did you at all fast unto me, even unto me? And when ye did eat and when ye did drink, did ye not eat for yourselves and drink for yourselves? So fasting is to be something that is called or proclaimed based on emergent circumstances, like it says in Joel chapter 2. Sanctify a fast. Don't make it regular. Okay, now we note here that because, it's a legitimate question. Now we've returned from the captivity. We were fasting pertaining to the captivity, and the Lord takes that as an occasion to ask them about their heart in that regular fast that they had built up. Did you fast at all unto me? And so then, notice, should ye not hear the words which the Lord hath cried by the former prophets when Jerusalem was inhabited and in prosperity, and the cities thereof round about her, when men inhabited the south and the plain? This is so very important. Don't miss it. The Lord is pointing them to the other scriptures. I think, my opinion, Isaiah chapter 58. Isn't Isaiah 58 exactly what the Lord is talking about here? You don't smite to be heard on high, Isaiah will say. You don't fast to be heard on high. You fast to smite with the fist of wickedness and to exact all your labors. Is that really a fast that I have called? Notice how parallel that is. This would be one of those former prophets that spoke about fasting while Jerusalem was yet inhabited, while she was yet in prosperity. And so what does the Lord do then? He sends them to his word. He sends them to his word asking about fasts. Do you really think you should be fasting regularly? Or should you fast upon those emergent circumstances where you fast to make your voice in an extraordinary way to be heard on high? So that's what's being said. That takes us down to verse 8. And so the Lord then parlays that into what fasts are supposed to be about. Execute judgment and show mercy and compassions every man to his brother, and oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. That's what fasting is about. It's about humility. It's about compassion. It's about having all of those things toward the Lord and toward our fellow men that we ought to have. And that's what Isaiah 58 preaches, and that's what the prophet Zechariah preaches here. But they refused to hearken. Oh, they were fasting all right, but they weren't listening. They weren't listening at all. And so they pulled away the shoulder. What a great metaphor that is for rebellion. And they stopped up their ears that they should not hear. They made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts has sent by his Spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. You didn't listen to the prophets before. This is why that wrath came upon you. And your regular fasting, it only added to it because you did not fast unto me. So verses 13 and 14 then speak of the judgment that God brought upon them because they didn't hear the former prophets. You want to ask me about fasting, the Lord says? Go and hear the former prophets. You didn't hear them then, your fathers didn't hear them, and so the land was desolate. So let's go back to the beginning and hear those former prophets if you really want profit from your fast. So it's a statement of outward religion versus inward religion. It's a statement that concerns something that ought to be occasional when it was made regular and what happens then. It's a statement also of back to beginnings. Do you expect to hear something different from me today that I told you through the former prophets? Right? All right. Thus ends the reading then of Zechariah chapter 7.